everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. And today we are talking about neighbors. So, who is my neighbor? Is it the person that lives right next door? Or is it the person that lives in the neighborhood across town? Well, those are some great questions. And we're going to be talking about some of those questions today. Today, we're going to be talking about neighbors. So, do you know who your neighbors are? How often do you talk to your neighbors? Every day? Once a week? Well, today we have a very interesting lesson, and it's called Howdy, Neighbor! In today's lesson, we'll be talking about the health benefits of friendly neighbors and breaking the ice. I wonder how often Gabe talks to his neighbors. Let's go inside and ask him.
Hello, my name is Gabe. I am happy to be here today.
So, Gabe, I have a great question for you. How often do you talk to your neighbors?
How often do I talk to my neighbors? Mm-hmm. Rebecca, every day I talk to my neighbors every day.
Who are your neighbors?
Well, they're the people that live in my neighborhood. I live in an apartment building, and every day, whenever I take the elevator and my neighbor steps onto the elevator, I say hello.
Well, I'm glad that you talk to your neighbors. I enjoy talking to my neighbors as well. But did you know that there are thousands of people out there who don't know who their neighbors are?
Maybe they need to start learning how to say, howdy, neighbor. Well, let's get started with our lesson right now. The first reading, howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor. According to a recent study, it might pay to know your neighbors. Apparently, not all neighborhoods these days are close-knit communities. In a British survey, 36% of the people surveyed couldn't recognize their own neighbors by sight. But before labeling British people antisocial, consider that nearly half of Americans in another survey didn't know their neighbors' names. The irony is that people can know thousands of people online, but not the person next door. Relating to neighbors might be good for your heart. A study published last fall found a possible link between close-knit neighborhoods and heart health. The authors asked more than 5,000 Americans around the country with no history of heart disease to rate their relationships with their neighbors.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 close-knit 这个形容词。Close 是指接近的。Knit 本来是指编织或是紧密结合的。所以 close-knit 是指亲密的或者是关系紧密的。例如 Samuel has a very close-knit family. Samuel 的家人的关系非常亲密。或者是 This football team became a close-knit group after several months of training.这支足球队经过几个月的训练之后变得关系非常亲密的团队。接下来我们看的是 irony 这个名词。irony 是指讽刺、反讽或者是嘲弄。例如 ,there was a heavy tone of irony in her tone when she said she was happy to see Tom. 当她说她很高兴看到 Tom 的时候口气里有一种很浓浓的讽刺的意味。课文中用到的 the irony is, 后面再加上子句。是一个常见的用法，意思是指某件事情非常讽刺。例如 ,the irony is, the more the counselor helped other couples, the worse his relationship with his wife got. 讽刺的是这位辅导越是辅导其他夫妻，他和太太的关系却更恶化。
Well, howdy, neighbor! We're so glad that you could join us.Now let's get started by talking about the title for today's lesson, which is Howdy, Neighbor.
Gabe, what are you doing?
Well, I'm
trying to be a cowboy.
Why are you trying to be a cowboy? That's a cowboy.
Yeah, like the guy in this picture, he's a cowboy. Now, whenever I think of this word howdy, I just think of a cowboy and someone from the South. The United States, with this kind of accent, they say howdy.
You make a great point, Gabe, because yes, a lot of cowboys and people in the South use the word howdy, but you don't have to be a cowboy to use or say howdy.
Well, I suppose you're right. I suppose maybe I could even be British and say howdy. Howdy doody.
Yes, you can be British.
Wait a minute. Yes. Isn't howdy kind of short for something? How do you do? That's where this word came from. How do you do became shortened to howdy.
Now that is very interesting. So next time you see me, Gabe, you should just say, howdy, Rebecca. And I know you're actually asking, how do you do?
Exactly. English is such a fun language. Well, the next word in our lesson is right there in the title as well. Neighbor. Howdy, neighbor. Now don't confuse the word neighbor with neighborhood. They are quite different.
Very different. A neighbor would refer to someone, just like in this picture over here, we see two people talking to each other. I can only assume that they are probably neighbors. They probably live right next door to each other as well, considering they're talking to each other over the fence.
It looks like they do live next door to each other. They are neighbors, and they live in a neighborhood. Like in this photo, there are different houses or apartments that make up a neighborhood. And of course, you might have a hospital and a school as well. Different things that make up a neighborhood.
Now, depending on where you live, your neighborhood could look a little different. For example, in California, the neighborhoods or the houses in the neighborhoods are a lot smaller than maybe a state on the East Coast like North Carolina or Virginia.
All right, well, wherever you live, talk about your neighborhood. Maybe you can describe it to somebody in English. Well, right now, the next thing we see is, according to a recent study, it might pay to know your neighbors.
Wait, hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
That word, pay, so that means I'm going to have to pay my neighbor? Yes.
No, Rebecca, no. It doesn't mean you are going to pay your neighbor.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with money. No, what this means is that it might be good for you to know your neighbors. There might be another benefit for you.
So I could say it pays to eat your vegetables every night. Or it pays to exercise regularly.
Or it pays to get your homework done early. That way you have more time to do what you want to do. If you want to visit a country, it pays to do your research about that country first. That way you know exactly what to do once you get there.
As you can see, there are many ways that you can use this phrase, it pays to do something. Why don't you take a few moments and see if you can come up with some of your own sentences and make sure you practice it in English. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read the second sentence. In a British survey, 36% of the people surveyed couldn't recognize their own neighbors by sight. Now let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to recognize by. What exactly does that refer to?
Well, in our lesson, to recognize someone by sight means that you know who they are just by looking at them. So if you don't recognize your neighbor by sight, you don't even know who they are, even though they live in your neighborhood. But you can recognize some things by other things as well. Like maybe you recognize a certain perfume by the smell, or you recognize someone by the perfume that they wear.
Exactly. Well, right now, it's time for us to join the guys in the Info Cloud, and they have something to talk to us about the difference between heart attack and heart disease.
Today, let's talk about the difference between a heart disease and a heart attack. Now, obviously, both terms are related to the heart. The difference being that heart disease is usually long-term, whereas heart attack is very short.
Heart disease is a general description that covers numerous problems that relate to the heart and blood vessels. If a person has a heart disease, he or she may have narrowed or blocked blood vessels. And when a blood vessel is blocked, blood flow is interrupted, and this can cause a heart attack.
Okay, so what happens when a person has a heart attack? He may have chest pain or shortness of breath. The discomfort might last for more than a few minutes, or it may go away and then come back again. This is because the blood flow to the heart is blocked by a blood clot.
If you ever have a heart attack, go to a hospital and get help. Now, the good news is most people survive their first heart attack and return to their normal lives to enjoy many more years of productive activity. But having had a heart attack does mean you have to listen to your doctor's advice and make some changes in your life regarding eating and exercising.
Right. So to sum up today's lesson, a heart disease is a condition. A heart attack is an occurrence.
Heart disease and heart attack, 我们要分清楚。Heart disease 是心脏病。Heart attack 是心脏病发作。我们可以说 heart disease 是一个身体的状况，而 heart attack 是一个突发事件，好像心脏突然遭到 attack 攻击一样。因此我们并不能说 he had a heart disease yesterday， 因为 disease 是慢性长久的。我们必须说 he's had a heart disease for a while and yesterday he had a heart attack。 他已经好一段时间患有心脏病，昨天他心脏病发作。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen. Well, right now, we are in the middle of a very exciting lesson called...Howdy, neighbor! Earlier in the lesson, we learned that people can know millions of people online and yet not know the person who lives right next door to them. Well, we still have so much more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
Howdy, neighbor! Within the 4-year follow-up period,Several participants suffered heart attacks, but those in close-knit neighborhoods were less likely to experience them. The study implied that feeling closer to neighbors might actually help prevent heart attacks. Breaking the ice. Nearly anyone can get to know their neighbors. Creative ways to mingle include treating a neighbor to coffee or sharing a special food you've made.But it's hard to beat a simple hello, even on the elevator.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 break the ice 这个成语。Break the ice, 破冰的意思就是指打破冷场或僵局。例如 ,a few jokes sometimes can easily break the ice.一些笑话有时候很容易打破僵局，或者是 Harry's funny impersonation soon broke the ice at the party. Harry 有趣的模仿秀马上炒热了派对的气氛。最后我们看的是 mingle 这个动词， mingle 在这里是指交往，如果要说明交往的对象是用 with 这个这些词。例如 Eric loves to mingle with his friends after school. Eric 下课之后很喜欢跟朋友混在一起。或者是 the hostess was trying to get the people at the party to mingle with everyone. 这位 女主人试着让派对中的宾客和每一个人都互动。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we're talking about this study now that has to do with people and their neighbors. We read, within the 4-year follow-up period...Several participants suffered heart attacks. Now, before we continue, let's take a look at that word, follow up. And here it has a hyphen in the middle of the word, follow up, period. This is just the period of time after the research was done.
Now, typically when I hear the word or the phrase follow up, I think of after having a discussion, sometimes people might ask follow up questions. They might just want more information or more details about either a discussion or a lecture that had taken place earlier.
So your classroom teacher might have follow-up questions after you read the lesson from today's lesson, the article in our magazine. Well, the next thing we want to talk about is something else in this sentence, but those in close-knit neighborhoods were less likely to experience them. If they're less likely to experience something, that means they're probably not going to experience it, or less likely than somebody else.
However, if you're likely to do something, that means that it probably will happen. For example, you could say, if he goes to the party, most likely he will probably play a song on the piano.
Okay, so you use the phrase most likely. Most likely he will play a song on the piano. Or maybe it's more likely to rain tomorrow than today. So it probably won't rain today, but probably will tomorrow.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We see another important word we'd like to talk about in the next sentence. It says, the study implied that feeling closer to neighbors might actually help prevent heart attacks. Now, we want to take a moment and talk about this word, imply. What does it mean if you imply something?
Well, this means you're expressing or indicating something indirectly. So you're not saying it or showing it, you're just implying it. So for example, maybe you're having a conversation with somebody and they don't say goodbye or I'll see you later, but they imply the conversation is over when they close the door on you.
And then of course, if you show something, that's a direct way of indicating that you're doing something or you allow something to be seen. So make sure you don't confuse imply with show. And maybe you could even take some time and come up with some of your own sentences using these words.
All right. Well, of course, we want to get into our next section, which is called Breaking the Ice. You know, I love icebreakers, Rebecca.
Breaking the ice?
Yeah.
Isn't that referring to, like, the picture over here? Where you
ice, of course, is very cold water.
Like the ice cube?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, this is a very good idea when talking about breaking the ice. It's making the person you're talking with feel like you are a warm person. Maybe it's breaking down the barriers. You're getting a conversation started, and that's called breaking the ice.
So that's why whenever I go to a party, we play a game called an icebreaker. It's trying to make the new people feel more comfortable.
Exactly. So those are icebreaker or icebreaker games. Now, if you maybe express your feelings about something, that could be a way of breaking the ice with someone, trying to get to know them. Well, right now it is time for us to take a look at something in the last sentence with Liz.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz. Please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. But it's hard to beat a simple hello, even on the elevator. Our focus today is on the phrase hard to beat. Normally, beat means to hit very hard, like to beat on the door. Beat also means to be better than someone else in the competition, like Howard beat Greg in the marathon. So with that meaning in mind, this phrase hard to beat is an expression we use to mean it's not easy to find something that is better than. So the writer is saying it's hard to think of something that is better than saying a simple hello, even on the elevator. Okay, let's have a look at some more example sentences. Let's say the whole family is at Grandma's house. She's cooked up a meal and everybody enjoyed it because her cooking is amazing. So we can say everyone enjoyed eating at Grandma's house because her cooking is hard to beat. Or let's suppose your friend tells you she won't spend any money, but then she ends up buying all these things. Why? She can say everything was on sale and a good bargain is hard to beat. And that's all for now. This is Liz. I'll see you later.
Well, howdy, neighbor. I said, howdy, neighbor.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, I don't recognize you.
We're neighbors.
Well, maybe so, but this isn't a close-knit community.
You're right. I don't even know your name.
Good.
The irony is, I know thousands of people online, but not the person next door. That's really sad.
If you know thousands of people online, then why do you need to know the person next door?
For heart health.
Heart health?
Look! A study published found a possible link between close-knit neighbors and heart health.
Really?
Yes. They asked 5,000 Americans to rate their relationships with their neighbors.
And?
And the study implied that feeling closer to neighbors might actually help prevent heart attacks.
Oh, well, I don't want a heart attack.
Me either.
Well, howdy, neighbor. My name is Jim.
Hello. My name is Mike. It's nice to meet you.
Let's go out for coffee sometime.
Great. Or maybe I can stop by with special food.
Sure. And let's say hello next time in the elevator.
Good idea. So, what are you eating?
Do you know your neighbors? Well, if you don't, you are like 36% of people surveyed in a British survey. Those people couldn't even recognize their neighbors by sight. And half of Americans in a different survey didn't know their neighbors' names. So we can see that not all neighborhoods are close-knit communities these days. And in fact, people seem to know thousands of people online, but not their neighbors. But it might be a good idea to get to know them. Last fall, an interesting study was published that showed a possible link between knowing people in your neighborhood and heart health. 5,000 Americans all over America who had no heart disease history were asked to rate how their relationship with their neighbors was. In the 4-year follow-up period, several of the participants suffered heart attacks. Those who were found to be in close-knit communities didn't experience them as much. So the study seems to imply that if you feel close to one's neighbor, you might help prevent a heart attack. So how do you go about breaking the ice with your neighbors? Well, be creative. You know, treat your neighbor to a cup of coffee, or share a special food you make, or just say hello on the elevator.
So Gabe, in our lesson, it was talking about treating someone to something. Well, you live in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Why don't you treat me to coffee?
Okay, if you treat me to some cookies.
Deal.
All right.
Sounds
great. Find some creative ways to treat your neighbor to something. Well, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.